A training session in Paris for under-13s at an amateur football club founded by some of the city's Tunisian community. Imed Meniaoui once played with Tunisia's national team, and most of the coaches have Tunisian heritage. Little surprise, then, that they're all pinning their hopes on Tunisia in this World Cup.
This is football's highest level. It won't be easy for Tunisia, but if they qualify for the second round, it'll be a great result.
For their last pool game, Tunisia will play France. For the French-Tunisian coaches, it's a win-win combination with two teams to support in a tournament that's already inspiring the children.
They see themselves in the players. They watch them on TV and try to do the same here on the pitch. And we help them take the best of what they see so one day they can reach the highest level.
Some already have future plans.
Of course, I'm going to be a great player and play in the World Cup.
France and Tunisia have played in several past World Cups, but this is the first time in the tournament's history that they'll actually play each other.
Their teams may not share a past at the tournament, but France and Tunisia share a bitter history. Tunisia was under French colonial rule for nearly 80 years until it gained independence in 1956. Since then, political relations between Paris and Tunis haven't been easy. But France is home to the largest Tunisian community outside Tunisia. And when it comes to football, the love of the game is what matters.
I always say I'm French of Tunisian heritage. Well, it's the same in football. Tunisia are first, but of course, I support France too.
Of course, the best team should win. We are in France and we are all brothers. We are the same, even though I'd like Tunisia to win.
France have already qualified for the second round, but Tunisia have everything to play for. Much will depend on the result of the match between the other two teams in their pool, Australia and Denmark. Tunisia supporters know their chances of progressing are slim, but where there's passion, there's always hope. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.